Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scum the nation. No matter what you say, the rule will continue to play, play until the day we are repaid. Here I sit thinking about
here we are, 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. There's a new memoir from the Secret Service, or at least from an agent named Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent who became part of history. Go back, if you will, to November 22nd, 1963. Clint Hill threw his body over President Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy, hoping to spare their lives with his own. He has been haunted by the president's death for the rest of his life. He said, quote, "It was a failure on our part as agents, and that has eaten at me all of my life. It still does." He also had the extraordinary responsibility of serving four other presidents over a 17-year career. You may remember the movie with Clint Eastwood that was loosely
I love that movie.
Built around Clint Hill
I didn't
and
know that.
His career. Yes, right. So he not only served in the Kennedy administration, but he also was a protector of Eisenhower, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. He was greatly concerned, he said, about Jackie's public image, became surprisingly controlling in how she'd be photographed. And uses an example, they took a trip to Italy in 1962, and he said in the book, quote, "Before we went, he made sure I understood that he didn't want any nightclub scenes, no scenes with glasses or bottles of wine on the table, no bikini shots," referring to the president and his orders to protect the first lady, because she was a big smoker and a big drinker. Anyway, so in this book, he discusses one of the most bizarre chapters. The Elvis Presley, that movie that's out now that I can't seem to get anybody really interested. I want to go see it.
I can't wait to see it. I guess you and I are the only ones.
It's out in limited release.
Elvis and Nixon.
Go see me. Yeah, I may go see it myself. The story is that Nixon tricked Elvis Presley into thinking that he'd made him a federal drug enforcement agent. And it's fun stuff. So I'm back to thinking about the Secret Service and the secrets of the Secret Service. There was another book earlier, I don't know, it was written last year or the year before, that focuses on the Secret Service and their agents. You'll recall there have been a number of incidents in the Obama administration that have been embarrassing for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
One can argue it's because of the lack of good management from the administration, whatever it is. There are some very interesting things that go on. I mean, think about the crowd. If you can use your imagination, you can all picture this because you all have imaginations. Go back. If you don't, go back any further than just the inauguration of the current president with Mr. and Mrs. Obama walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, waving to everybody with the cars behind them. I remember Jimmy Carter, I think, started that whole trend by walking he was elected in 76, so inauguration day 77, he just walked down the street, didn't want to get in the car. And you look at some of the Secret Service agents looking into the crowd. It's usually cold that day. Secret Service agents' suit jackets are open. Their hands are free so they can get to their guns. They all have pistols. You watch on television, the motorcade proceeds. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of a man's silhouette on top of a building with a gun. The massive security precautions that are planned before something like this. The Secret Service has scripted a lot of things for presidents and first ladies over the years. They're supposed to seem like it's automatic. You know, it's part of the scene. This guy, Hill, and others like him have pledged to take a bullet for the president. That's their job. Secret Service agents have a dangerous job. There's no question about the fact. I mean, look at what Clint Hill did. He jumped on that car to protect the Kennedys. And if you are not focused, a lapse could lead to an assassination. Well, basically, that's what happened, and that's what Hill is writing about. At least that's what I get out of this, Victoria.
Yeah.
He feels guilty that they weren't watching more carefully or closely to what was going on all around them. I see something from the Secret Service director reminding agents they have to, they cannot reveal to anybody, especially the press, that they are on duty all the time, more or less, and you can't talk about what you see or know about what goes on behind the scenes. You can't talk about this. But then, I mean, you go back to the Kennedy era, for example, and the one-night stands. The Secret Service never talked about that. The lady who was the press secretary, who looked just like Jackie Kennedy, was one of the women that the president was having an affair with. Other secretaries in the White House he was having affairs with. Apparently, you know, remember when Ronald Reagan used to have his nooner? Kennedy had a nooner, but it wasn't the same kind of a nooner.
So Reagan took a nap and Kennedy took an adult nap.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
If you see the television show Scandal that's popular now, with Olivia Pope, well, that's her name, the character, and Kerry Washington plays that character. Mm-hmm. She's in the White House all the time doing the hokey pokey with the president, and or the Secret Service bring the president to her apartment. You know, is that likely to happen? I don't know. I mean, who knows? Because the Secret Service is sworn not to talk about these things. So you get none of that in Hill's new book. So, but it's this memoir, I think, is going to be pretty powerful. And it looks, he was, I think he was, he served presidents over a 17-year career. He was in the Secret Service for most of his career, I think, wasn't he? And so you look at, I just go back to, I remember watching Jimmy Carter walk into the White House on the day he was inaugurated carrying his own luggage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he was, the Secret Service came up, Mr. President, let's take it. Nope. I'm bringing in my own luggage. And you know, the things like that. Ronald Reagan's code name was Rawhide with the Secret Service.
Okay.
George Bush.
Well, Ronald did think he was a cowboy, so that makes sense.
George Bush the father's code name was Timberwolf. Ooh. The agents loved playing pranks on him. They had a lot of fun. They had a great respect. George Bush the father was very respectful of his staff, and Barbara was as well. So they had very close personal relationships with all the staff in the White House. Not
That's
what
nice.
The story is now or was. The Clintons didn't get along with the folks that were working in the White House because they just didn't. Bill Clinton's code name was Eagle. Secret Service didn't like him. They don't like his wife. And they didn't like the staff of the White House didn't like him either. George Bush, the son, his code name was Trailblazer. He was one of the...
Because he was always lost in the woods?
Well, perhaps. he picked his own agents. Oftentimes, the Secret Service, whoever's running the Secret Service, assigns whoever the agents are going to be. George Bush said, no, nothing doing with that. I picked my own agents, the ones who jogged with him. Remember?
They were on bikes
around him when he was running around.
Yep.
And then Barack Obama's code name is Renegade. He apparently, Secret Service seems to have liked him. They didn't like him at first, but what they say is the most difficult job they have is guarding his smoking habit, keeping people away from him while he smokes. That's what apparently is the most difficult thing that they are. That's the most difficult thing.
I thought he quit.
No, he's lying. He didn't quit at all. There's all kinds of stories about him. Every time he can, he sneaks a cigarette. And the Secret Service protects him. They isolate him so that nobody sees him.
So no one gets a picture.
Right. Nobody sees
him.
Yeah. So I think it's very interesting. Of the presidents that have liked the not since George Bush and Ronald Reagan has the staff really liked the president. And so... You know,
but why is that? Like, what is there?
They're rude to them. They treat them like dirt. They don't have respect for them. They think, oh, well, just part of the staff. One of the things that I've read a book that was by another Secret Service agent, and he profiled, he was one of the Gerald Ford Secret Service agents. They referred to him as a clumsy son of a bitch. Gerald Ford was always falling. Well, he had a reputation for clumsiness.
Right.
They loved him, though. The agents loved him. He was a fun guy, skier, swimmer. He crashed a golf cart, and the Secret Service had to get him out of it. But they're always, they liked him a lot. He was polite, and Reagan was downright outgoing. This other book about the people, Reagan would never get out of Air Force One without going up and down the aisle, thanking everybody on the plane, shaking hands, wishing them a good day. "Thanks, fellas," he would say as he'd go out. He was known to apologize to agents who was assigned to work on holidays. He had food from the White House given to them and would often slip them a $100 bill if they were there on holidays. Ronald Reagan. All right. So anyway, thank you for bringing that memoir to my attention from Clint Hill. It's 19 after the hour. This is a good day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Many of us today do work which doesn't yield immediate, tangible results. Decisions may take months for results to materialize.
You'll see them eventually. However, it doesn't pack the same punch as a project where you can see the payoff immediately. So here's a solution. Take on a tangible project this weekend.
For instance, you could paint a room for instant gratification.
Or take on a major clean out and clean up project.
Balance both the nature of your payoffs and the length of time before you realize them.
If your work produces intangible results in the short run, try balancing it with activities at home that create quick, tangible results.
It will give you the mojo to keep plugging on longer term projects and help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.